fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains fought crime and criminals throughout the western United States. His strength and courage were always on the side of right against might, and it was he more than any other man who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! It's going to be trouble! Come on, Silver! Away!
The storm broke at nightfall. Darkness was intense, and only when the lightning flashed could the plains ahead and the swollen waters of Bear River be seen. Two horsemen fought the driving wind and drenching rain.
The woods would give us some shelter, Tonto. With that lightning striking trees on every side, I think we're better off out here in the open.
That's right. We stay in rain.
There used to be a ranch around this part of the country. We passed the bend in Bear Creek. It should be close at hand.
Maybe we find shelter there.
We might. But we might ride right on past the place in a storm like this. You can't see 3 feet ahead when there's no lightning.
Wait!
What is it, Tonto?
Half lightning troll rider ahead.
I didn't see anyone.
Tonto see him. Tonto on horseback. Him come this way.
Well, we'll watch more carefully.
Look! Straight ahead. Keep watch.
There.
You see him?
Yes, I saw someone. He stopped his horse the same as we have. Come on, we'll find out who it is. Why someone else is out on a night like this. Hello there! Hold on! Why are you shooting at us?
Hunter, go get Hunter.
I don't like being shot at.
That rider again!
Hold your fire! We're coming to speak to you!
Rider, take back trail!
Come on, Hunter. He's fired 6 times. He must have emptied his gun. Come on there, Silver. Rein up there. We're not enemies.
Look, him head for river.
Stop. You can't cross that bluff.
Get away from me. Keep back, I tell you. You're driving me to the river.
A girl.
Let go my bridle.
Rein up. You'll kill yourself.
I sure as thunder will. Kill myself and then you'll be blamed. Now let me go.
Fool there.
Let me go.
I want to know why you shot at us.
You had it coming. If only Miss Dart Danning had been in front of those bullets I shot. Well, you're stronger than I am. You captured me, but I give you fair warning. I'll either escape or die trying at the first chance I get.
You seem to think we're enemies.
Never mind trying to tell me you're not. I know what's going on at the ranch house. That's why I lit out.
The ranch house?
Oh, stop acting innocent.
Is the ranch house near here?
As if you didn't know it was.
Then you must be Jane Milbury.
Now, look, mister. I'm Jane Milbury, and Grant Milbury's my pa. You know as well as I do what the scheme was, and you know why I ran away. Go on and rope me, then send your partner back to tell Dot Danning I've been captured.
Dot Danning, huh?
Well, make your mind up. What are you waiting for?
I'm just trying to understand why you were riding on a night like this. Well, what is Dot Danning's plan?
I didn't pick the weather. I had to ride, so I rode.
I think we'll take you back to your father.
No.
There's nothing else to do unless you care to tell me more about yourself.
But I... Look, stranger, are you really on the level in saying you don't know Danning?
I don't know him.
He didn't send you to fetch me back?
No.
But you are masked. See that mask when the light gun flashes.
I'm masked, but I haven't the slightest idea what your strange ride at night is all about.
If I tell you, will you let me go when you see how important it is?
Perhaps. Well, I think that's the only safe thing for you to do.
All right, then. I know a cave where I used to play when I was a kid. It'll be better than standing here with the water running down my neck.
Can you find it in the dark?
I know this country in any weather. Lived here all my life. Who's your friend?
Me, Tonto.
Redskin, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's one point in favor of the story you tell me. Danning hasn't any use for Redskins. Ain't likely he'd have one working for him. Well, let's get to that cave. I've got to put a lot of miles between me and the ranch before daybreak.
Very well. Lead the way. Come on, boy.
For a few minutes.
Will I make some light? I have a candle and matches in my pocket.
No need. You can hear in the dark, can't you?
Of course.
I'm just wringing some of the water out. Gosh, what a storm.
You were going to tell me why you were running away.
Well, because Dot Danning is planning to kidnap me.
Why?
So he can have a hold over my paw and make him sign over his interest in a piece of property. If I'm kidnapped by the Danning bunch, paw has to sign.
So you ran away?
Yes.
What do you expect to accomplish by running away?
Danning can't get me. He can't threaten Paul.
Your father will find you gone. Danning will tell him that he's holding you, whether he is or not.
What?
Don't you see what you've done? You've played right into Danning's hands. Now your father will do what Danning wants and sign over the property. Because he'll think
well, he won't think that. I left a note for him. Paul knows that I'm safe and hiding where Danning can't find me.
And where did you plan to hide?
I don't know. I figured I'd go to Pine Flats. I have an aunt living there.
Pine Flats. In this weather?
Yes, of course. I can make it all right. My horse is strong. I don't mind getting wet.
Very well. We'll ride to Pine Flats with you. And we'll see what can be done about Dart Danning.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, you can't do anything to Danning. In the first place, there's nothing that can be proved. In the second place, I don't want you to do anything.
Well, let's get started to Pine Flats. We'll talk that over later.
But you mustn't. Please, stranger, there's a special reason why to leave Danning alone.
Is there something else you want to tell me?
Oh, I can't. Why have I talked this much? Never saw you before. Your mask. I don't know what scheme you've got in mind. Now look, mister, won't you please just go away and leave me alone?
We'll start for Pine Flats if you're ready.
Oh, Dickens, couldn't I have just gone on without meeting you? You could just know all the facts. I could... I can't tell them to you. You just mind your own business.
Yep.
Get him up, Strong.
Come on, boy.
Get up there.
Ranger, Tonto, and the girl stepped out into the storm once more, mounted and rode away. Then from deep inside of the cave, where not even the brightest of the lightning flashes had penetrated, two men rose to their feet and walked toward the opening.
He sure was lucky.
Yeah, Danning. You and luck sure travel hand in hand. There ain't another man alive with luck like yours.
That's the reason I figure I'm plumb foolish not to push my luck.
Here we meet in this here cave to talk things over. We hear horses come and blow out the candle. And who comes in but Jane Milbury and a couple of critters that figures to help her?
Heard what she said?
Sure I did.
I mean about her leaving a note for her old man to find.
Yeah?
Well, Jinx, what do you plan on doing about it?
Whatever you say, Doc.
I say get that note. Don't let Grant Milbury know the girl's gone to her aunt in Pine Flats. Make him worry about where she is. Then in the morning, after he's stewed for a couple of hours, I'll have a talk with him.
Sounds all right, except for one thing.
Well?
The men that was with the girl, who are they?
How do I know? You heard heard what she said about one of them being masked, didn't you?
Sure.
He won't interfere much. I ain't worried about him. Besides, Jane won't let him.
How'll she stop him if he wants to come around and make a pile of trouble cutting in on our scheme?
If she don't stop him, I will.
It's a doggone shame that girl happened to hear what our plans was. If it hadn't been for that, she wouldn't have run away.
It's worked out all right. Anyhow, she knows now that I ain't a man to be pushed too hard or I'll start some shooting. She heard that when she heard the rest. Now you get that note you left for Grant to find. I'll take care of talking to the old man in the morning.
The next morning, Grant Milbury was worried. There was no sign of his daughter in the big ranch house. Even the cook had left. And in his place, an Indian served breakfast.
Where is that cook, anyhow? How is it you're here?
Cook, go away. Him be back soon. Tonto take place now.
Well, where to go? Why'd he say something to me about it?
Him not want to wake you. Me cook now.
All right, then, all right. I'll have a talk with you some other time. Right now, I got more important things on my mind. Well...
Milbury.
Oh, hello, Danning. Now, don't tell me there's things wrong outside.
Nothing I can't handle.
Say, did you see Jane this morning?
Nope.
Is her paint horse in the corral?
Nope.
Oh, then she likely woke early and figured to do a little riding.
You wondered where she's at?
Sure I am.
Did you look in her bedroom?
I rapped on the door a few times and got no answer. She ain't there.
Nope, she ain't there. Fact is, she hasn't slept there all night.
What's that? Say, what do you know about Jane?
That's why I'm here, boss. I'll shut the door so you won't be interrupted. It's your daughter, Mr. Milbury.
Get to it. What's about her? Where's she at?
You'll have to stick your chin away out and keep it stiff on account of what I got to tell you, Milbury. Your daughter's been carried off.
What?
You get the worst of it. Pick up your chair and sit so as we can talk calm.
Who carried Jane away? Where is she? Speak up, Danning. Speak up or I'll wring your
neck. Let go of me. Let go of me.
I'm sorry. Look, you know how much that girl means to me. Don't keep me waiting to hear more.
I won't. If you'll just calm down, let me talk. I'll tell you this much, and I'm sure of. She ain't hurt. And if you don't do anything foolish, she ain't likely to be.
Well?
She's been carried away by some men that want to get this ranch.
Who?
Now, that's where we got to be careful. I was named as the one to speak to you by the crooks that abducted your daughter. I found this message near my bunk.
Message, huh? What's it say?
Well, it tells me that I'll be to blame for Miss Jane's death if I don't handle these things real careful. In the first place, I got to say certain things and follow orders to the letter.
See that you do, then.
If I don't, these men will know it, and I'll be shot and Jane will be killed.
That's it, then. By ginger, that accounts for it.
Huh?
The cook. The regular cook is gone, and there's another critter handling things in the kitchen. He's likely here to keep track of things.
Yeah, is that so?
Ain't I said so? Now tell me, what am I to do?
I'll make it short as I can. But, first you'd better let me see this new cook.
Never mind him. If the crooks put him here, they're probably...
I want to see him.
Well, all right, then. He's in the kitchen.
There wasn't anything said about a new cook.
This way, Danning. What the...
Take it easy.
Where's...
Tell the other one, Tonto.
Tonto, fix him. Put rope on this.
See here. What's this mean? Hey, let go of me.
I want you to ride with me, Milbury. Come on.
Get this rope off of me. Let me loose. Hey, fellas, come here. Come fast. Help.
I am good, Tonto.
In fix now.
You'll pay for this. So you're the kidnappers. Well, you wait and see. By ginger, you'll pay.
Open that door. You're riding with us. Your horse is saddled. Mount.
You wait.
Quickly. Up you go, Milbury. Ready, Tonto? Ready.
Hail, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger allowed Grant Milbury to believe that he had kidnapped his daughter. Then he forced the rancher to accompany him as he and Tonto headed for Pine Flats.
Now look here. Wait up a minute, stranger. Let me talk.
Very well. Rein up, Tonto.
Danning told me about Jane being carried off by you coyotes.
He did, huh?
Yeah. Now let's get this straight. I ain't a man that can be bluffed. I'll fight till the end if the fight was a fair one.
I know you would, Milbury.
You don't know a thing about me.
Perhaps you're wrong there, but go ahead.
When you get my daughter in your power, it ain't a fair fight. I can't do nothing about it. Well, all right, then. You know my girl's life means more than anything else in the world to me.
I'm sure of it.
Name your price to send her back to me alive.
You're sure we kidnapped her?
Well, if you ain't the ones, who is?
What did Danning tell you?
He just says that he had a note from you critters. He was the one that was to act for you.
I see. And just suppose Danning was the man who plotted to get your ranch by holding your daughter.
Now, look, stranger. I ain't trying to figure it out. I want my girl back safe and sound. That's all that counts right now.
You haven't any idea where
no,
she is?
No, I ain't. Where's she at?
You didn't get any message from her?
No.
Well, that's odd. You should have.
Huh?
She left a note for you.
Where is it? Why didn't I get it?
I don't know. Seems to me that someone must have known that she left that message and stolen it. Now, you say, Milbury, you're willing to give up all of your property to get your daughter back alive and well?
Yes.
Very well. We'll ride to a nearby town, and you can make out a transfer of the property.
So you are.
I promise you that as soon as you've signed over that property, you'll see your daughter. Now, come on. We're heading for Pine Flats.
I've made out the paper as good as I can, stranger. But hang it all, I've got to have your name before I can tell who turned the property over to.
You can leave the place with the name blank. I'll fill that in myself.
This here office ain't for masked men. Now,
hey,
I
be
want...
Be quiet.
But I tell
you... Better not argue with these two. They got downright persuading ways about them.
Now sign there, Milbury.
But where's my daughter?
Sign your name there.
G.H. Milbury.
That's it?
Bo, what is...
Jane, sakes alive, honey, you all right?
Yes, of course I'm all right, Bo. Heard you were here in the office.
But where you been?
Didn't you get my note?
No.
But I left one. I told you I was hiding out with Annie because Danning schemed to kidnap me till he could get your land.
And you wasn't captured at all?
No.
But that masked man...
Take it easy, Grant.
You. Oh, you double-crossing crook.
I don't savvy.
That man. I met him last night. Told him why I was running away. Thought after I talked to him for a few minutes, I could trust him.
He just got a paper giving my land to him.
You went to Paul's house and took the message I left then. You made him think you were the ones that had me prisoner.
There are some things, Jane, that may be hard for you to understand right now.
There's nothing about this that I don't savvy. You just did the same thing Danning was planning to do, only you beat him to doing it.
Now, wait a minute. It's about time for me to say something.
You needn't bother.
Jane.
There. I hope you'll feel that slap for the rest of your life.
I may put her up.
Steady, Tonto. Jane has every reason to do that. She doesn't understand the situation and thinks we're planning to steal her father's property.
You already stole it. Well, I hope it makes you real proud when you get the sheriff to make us move off that ranch.
Jane, suppose I hadn't brought your father here. Suppose the note you left for him hadn't been stolen. What would have happened?
You wouldn't have had that land.
No.
Neither would Danning.
But you'd have to stay away from there for the rest of your life. At any time you showed yourself, Danning might capture you.
We'd still have the land, though.
Honey, did you figure on leaving me?
Well, there wasn't any other way, Paul.
Hang it all, girl. I'd a heap sooner be without the ranch and have you. Didn't that ever come to your head?
Furthermore, Danning would never be brought to justice. He'd continue to be a menace. If he got tired waiting to work his scheme and get the land through kidnapping you, Jane, he'd have found some other way to get it.
So now it isn't possible for him to get it. You got it.
For the time being. From now on, I'm going to need help from the both of you.
Help? Me help you? You just try and get help from me.
That's what I'm going to do.
Hold on, Jane. Let me hear what this hombre has to say.
First of all, there's the matter of your cook. You'll find that he's tied up in the smokehouse. If he hasn't been found and released by the time you get back there, Milbury, you can release him.
Yeah.
Then you'll speak to Dart Danning.
Yep, I found the cook there and let him out. That redskin roped him, Danny.
Why did the redskin the masked man take you?
To try and bluff me.
Yeah.
I reckon they must have figured on double-crossing the men that have Jane prisoner.
That's so.
I got loose, though. Then I come back here. Danning, we got to get Jane back here.
Well, there was that note I was telling you about this morning, Milbury.
Yeah, what about it? What am I to do?
You're supposed to deal with me. We got to move real careful on this so the killers won't never let Miss Jane come back here alive.
Well, what's got to be done?
The note says that you're to make over the ranch to me. And I'm to ride to the county seat of Pine Flats and turn it over to a man I'm to meet in the land office at noon tomorrow.
And I'm broke, then.
Well, if your girl's life ain't worth...
Enough of that. Danning, I wonder if you ain't the crook your own self.
Me?
That's what I said.
All I know is what's in the note I found. You can read it for yourself, Milbury.
Just the same,
Let's
I
get
think...
this straight. Your suspicions won't get you anywhere at all. In the first place, the life of your daughter is the main thing. In the second place, if you're trying to accuse me of anything, you better be sure you can prove what you say.
You know, it's a funny thing, Dart. Somehow, I'm not so worried about this thing at all. But I won't say nothing I can't prove now.
Better than that. I'm working for you, but that don't mean I got to be accused of kidnapping Miss Jane. I don't care what you do. You can let the thing drop for all of me. I'm only trying to help, that's all.
I'll make out the paper and have it ready for you. You'll go to Pine Flats at noon tomorrow, then, huh?
Yeah.
Good enough.
How'd things work out, Dad?
Good enough.
Gosh, I was afraid everything would fall through when Milbury left here with that masked man.
I reckon the masked fella was the one that was talking to Miss Jane in the cave. Don't you figure so?
No question about it.
Where do you try and double cross us? Well, he didn't get far.
You sure of that?
Ain't Milbury still worried? And he figured on me going to Pine Flats tomorrow?
Just so.
The way I size it up, this masked man tried to make Milbury think he had the girl and was holding her for ransom. But Milbury didn't fall for it.
There ain't but one thing that bothers me, Dad.
Well?
You'll get the property here in your name.
Sure.
Then you got to register the land in your name, ain't you?
Sure.
When Milbury finds out that you're the one that's got the land, he'll know you schemed the whole thing.
You know that anyway, as soon as he talked to Jane. My scheme is to finish him off as soon as the land is registered.
Oh, I savvy.
I got a way of doing it so as it'll look accidental. We'll get to that when the land is registered.
Right.
And that'll be at noon tomorrow.
The following day, Danning and his partner appeared at the land office in Pine Flats.
How do they? I've come to register a new title to some land.
Well, you come to the right place.
You know the Milbury outfit?
Milbury? Grant Milbury?
That's the one.
Sure. His sister lives here in town.
I heard as much. My name's Danning. Milbury figured on leaving these parts, so he sold out to me.
So?
Yeah. I reckon his daughter's here in town right now, ain't she?
I wouldn't know about that, Danning. She might be, might not be.
Her pa thinks she is. He wanted me to fetch her back with me. That's Milbury's wagon out in front. Figured she'd sooner ride and hitch her horse behind it.
You might find her across the road where her aunt lives. Leave that paper right here. I'll see that it's taken care of.
Nothing for me to sign.
I guess you never registered title to land, did you?
Well, no.
I thought not. You just leave that paper here. I'll tend to things.
Good enough.
Dot, there's the girl out front now.
Good. Come on, then. We'll get going.
Dot Danning. What are you in town for?
A little business to attend to.
I thought it was Paul that was here. Saw his team and wagon. What business have you in the land office?
Oh, just something personal.
Does Paul know you're here?
I reckon he does.
Did you register a title to land?
Maybe so.
Paul's land?
She may as well know now as later, Dot.
Yeah, I reckon so. I bought the ranch.
Stole it, you mean? Oh, I see it now. I knew what your scheme was. You figured you'd capture me and make Paul sign over his land before you let me go back. That's what you did.
Now, Miss Jane, there's no use getting head up about it.
No use? Why, you double-dealing coyotes. You the same as stole Paul's land. You must have found the note I left for him and made him think you'd captured me. Isn't that it?
I ain't saying.
I don't know why he didn't shoot you on the spot.
I ain't saying I done a thing.
You don't need to. The facts are clear enough.
That'll do. Now get into that rig.
What?
It's a knife I'm holding in your back, Miss Jane. I don't use a gun because you mightn't be afraid of being shot. Now get in there.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I, though? Hit your horse behind, Jenks.
Right.
Quick now, into that wagon with you.
What are you going to do?
We're taking you back home, that's all, Miss Jane. There ain't no call for you to get excited.
Let me ride home. My horse is...
You do what I say or take what comes.
All set, Dad. The horse is tied behind.
Get in, then.
You can't get away with...
Quiet. Get up there. Get up. Get along.
Dot. Will you listen to me a minute? If you don't...
Rope her, Jakes. We're away from where folks can see you.
Right.
Rope me? For what?
Playing safe, that's all, Miss Jane.
I think them ropes are pretty tight, too. And we got to do ain't too pleasant. But we don't dare to take the chance of this girl spilling everything she knows.
What do you mean?
It's a downright shame, Miss Jane, but you and your pa will just have to take a trip. A long trip.
Danny, you mean
we'll
that...
go on to town after we leave you and tell your pa that we heard from the ones that abducted you. And when he rides out to meet him and take you back home, we'll have to finish him off.
Dodge, not that.
You won't be knowing anything about it.
You beast. Let me go. Let me go.
Come, Roach, tight, Jinks.
They'll hold a dozen of her side.
Good enough.
Wait. There's something you should know.
Yeah?
You can't get away with this, Dodd Danny.
Oh, no.
No. Paul knew all about your underhanded scheme. He knew what you were up to. That masked man told him.
Yeah. Expect me to believe that?
But it's true. Paul knew I was dead.
So he turned his ranch over to me anyway. Don't make me out as dumb as to believe that.
Paul didn't even own the ranch.
What's that?
He didn't own it. What do you say?
It's the truth. Paul and the Lone Ranger fixed it so Paul could prove you were crooked. Paul signed the ranch over to the Lone Ranger, and he turned it over to me. The ranch is recorded in my name, and it has been since yesterday.
So that's it, eh?
It isn't yours because he didn't own it, but he signed it to you.
Thanks for telling me. I will just have to change our plan some. You're the one who'll sign it over.
I won't. And there's nothing you can do that'll make it.
Whoa. Whoa there. Whoa, whoa. What's that ahead?
Gosh, it looks
come
like...
on,
it's a masked man.
And that redskin.
Don't shoot him. Don't
they
shoot him.
Won't.
What the...
The wagon, Doc, behind us.
You're covered, Dart.
Don't move. Just drop them reins and hoist your hands.
Oh.
The sheriff.
Get ropes on them, Tonto. I'll free the girl.
I'll Tonto fix them.
We heard a plenty, Danny. How about it, Sheriff?
I heard enough to jail these coyotes for life.
Oh, Pa, I didn't know you were hidden none of that stuff in the wagon. You let these coyotes tie me.
The sheriff wanted to be sure of his facts about them.
You won't take me alive, I'll shoot.
Oh, my hand busted.
What shoot?
No more gunplay, Danny.
Doggone it, Jane. I wanted to corral these critters when they was in the land office. But the sheriff claimed they'd find some slick way to lie out in things by claiming they was acting for someone else. We had to hear enough to make dead sure there wasn't no one but these two prize crooks in on the deal.
And we heard it.
You framed me. You fixed it so as I'd be cut.
You framed yourself, you crook.
As I said before, Dart, I ain't worried by Ginger. Because if we did overlook anything, the Lone Ranger will take care of it.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.